Hi, friends. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. We're starting a new chapter in Luke. This is Luke chapter 6, verses 1 through 19 in the World English Bible, and this is what it says. Now, on the second Sabbath after the first, he was going through the grain fields, talking about Jesus here. His disciples plucked the heads of grain and ate, rubbing them in their hands. But some of the Pharisees said to them, "Why do you do that which is not lawful to do on the Sabbath day?" Jesus, answering them, said, "Haven't you read what David did when he was hungry, he and those who were with him, how he entered into God's house and took and ate the showbread and gave also to those who were with him, which is not lawful to eat except for the priests alone?" He said to them, "The Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." It also happened on another Sabbath that he entered into the synagogue and taught. There was a man there, and his right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him to see whether he would heal on the Sabbath, that they might find an accusation against him. But he knew their thoughts, and he said to the man who had the withered hand, "Rise up and stand in the middle." He arose and stood. Then Jesus said to them, "I will ask you something. Is it lawful on the Sabbath to do good or to do harm, to save a life or to kill?" He looked around at them all and said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He did, and his hand was restored as sound as the other. But they were filled with rage and talked with one another about what they might do to Jesus. In these days, he went out to the mountain to pray, and he continued all night in prayer to God. When it was day, he called his disciples, and from them he chose 12, whom he also named apostles: Simon, whom he also named Peter, Andrew, his brother, James, John, Philip, Bartholomew, Matthew, Thomas, James, the son of Alphaeus, Simon, who was called the Zealot, Judas, the son of James, and Judas Iscariot, who also became a traitor. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a crowd of his disciples and a great number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon, who came to hear him and to be healed of their diseases, as well as those who were troubled by unclean spirits, and they were being healed. All the multitude sought to touch him, for power came out of him and healed them all. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, when we're hearing stories like this or we're reading stories like this, it's so important for me to just kind of ask myself the question, what would it be like if? What if I was standing along the side of the road and I watched you set someone free from demonic possession or restore a withered hand or receive sight and give sight to the blind? Lord, it's just, I can't imagine how much awe was following you around on this earth, all the healing that you did. And so I just want to thank you for doing that, for showing us that God is a God of healing. God is a God who wants his people restored. And I love this interchange with the priests who are wanting to catch Jesus in this, catch him. And yet we learn that the whole point of the Sabbath was restoration. The whole point of the Sabbath was rest and letting God rejuvenate you. And so, of course, it would be lawful for someone to heal somebody on the Sabbath, because that's the whole point of it, is to bring rejuvenation. So rejuvenation, there we go. I put it a Z in there. But Lord, thank you so much that you kind of broke through barriers. You did things people didn't expect. And why did you do that? To set people free, to restore them. And so today, I have the privilege of praying for the restoration and the freedom of those listening to this podcast today. Would you set them free? For those who are addicted to something, whether it's a substance or pictures on a phone or a relationship, Lord, would you set them free? Lord, for those who are embroiled in a nasty divorce, who are grieving a difficult loss, who are jobless and need a job and need provision, Lord, I pray you would give them healing and set them free. Lord, I pray for those who are broken, who are hurt by trauma, and who are flashing back to that pain. And I pray you would set them free. I pray those who battle not sleeping at night or who can't seem to calm down their emotions or are dealing with worry and anxiety and pain and panic attacks. And I pray, Lord, that you would set them free by the power of your Holy Spirit that lives within us. The very Holy Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells within us and has the power and the ability to set us free. So we ask for it now. We trust you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And if you're listening from somewhere other than the United States, and even if you are listening from the United States, I would love to hear how you heard about this podcast. You can email me directly at mary@marydemuth.com. I would love to know how the Lord brought this into your earbuds.